This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Good evening. Welcome to Tucker Carlson. Tonight we just landed from Helsinki back in the nation's capital where it is hot and intense. We're going to have our full extended interview with the president from Helsinki. And we're going to show that to you in just a minute. We asked him, of course, about Russia, but there are, believe it or not, many more important and pressing issues on the world stage, not just Russia. And we asked the president about those as well. We'll bring the whole thing to you coming up in just a second. But first, tonight, with remarkable speed and intensity, the media, the foreign policy establishment, both political parties have come together as one to attack the president for his meeting yesterday with the Russian president, Vladimir Putin. Anderson Cooper, John McCain, Mitt Romney, they all described the president's remarks about Russia as disgraceful. Former CIA director John Brennan called those remarks treasonous and grounds for impeachment. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer announced that Trump was being blackmailed by a foreign power. Others accused him of being a sleeper agent, a spy. One member of Congress from Tennessee called for a military coup against the presidency. Well, as the rage storm swirled, the president bowed to the inevitable, genuflecting before U.S. intelligence agencies whose judgment must never be questioned, and recited the now obligatory oath of loyalty to the spy bureaucrats now in charge of our country. Watch.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So, just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative. So you can put that in, and I think that probably clarifies things pretty good by itself.
So that's the hostage tape. The president buckled to criticism. I know what they're saying. That's exactly what happened. He buckled. And that happens. This is politics, after all. What is amazing and unusual and ominous is who made him buckle. The people yelling the loudest about how the Russians are our greatest enemy and Trump is their puppet happen to be the very same people who have been mismanaging our foreign policy for the past two decades. The people who invaded Iraq and wouldn't admit it was a mistake. The people who killed Muammar Gaddafi for no obvious reason and prolonged the horrible Syrian civil war and then threw open the borders of Europe. The ones still defending the pointless Afghan conflict and even now planning brand new disasters around the world in Lebanon, Iran, and yes, in Russia. These are the people who've made America weaker and poorer and sadder. The group whose failures got Trump elected in the first place. You would think by this late date they would be discredited completely and unemployable, wearing uniforms and picking up trash by the side of a turnpike somewhere. But no, they're not. They're hosting cable news shows. They're holding high positions of influence at the State Department. They run virtually every nonprofit public policy institution in Washington. They are still, in some sense, in charge of our national conversation. And naturally, they hate the idea of rethinking or correcting any of the countless blunders they have made over the years. And that's one of the main reasons they hate Trump, because he calls them on those blunders. Now, being Trump, he can't always explain precisely what he means to say. Sometimes he gets the details wrong, or he gets sidetracked with some personal vendetta, as if anybody cares about that ridiculous Jim Acosta guy. Nobody does. But on the big questions, Trump is indisputably right. The Cold War is over. The world has changed. It is time to rethink America's alliances and to act in our own interest for once. Russia is not a close friend of the United States. But the question is, why should we consider Russia a mortal enemy? Of course, Russia spies on us. So do a lot of countries, some of them far more effectively than Russia. The Russian attempt to meddle in our election was comically amateurish. Badly targeted Facebook ads almost nobody saw. Compare that effort to the deep penetration of American industry and the defense sector by the communist government of China. or compared to the remarkable sway that the Sunni Gulf states have over our political process, or the fact that Latin American countries are changing election outcomes here by forcing demographic change on this country at a rate that American voters consistently say they don't want.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And we're back with the America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And over there, we've got Paul Bonaccelli with us. He is the former State Department under President George W. Bush. And he says the Trump-Putin meeting was a missed opportunity for U.S. interests. Paul, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, great to have your insight with all your experience and background here. I think there's an argument for lots of missed opportunities that just wasn't, on Trump's side. I think with this aggravation that we have, this partisanship going on, instead of, having a president overseas dealing, whether it's with NATO or London or with Putin, and having some sense of unity, it makes it tough as a foreign leader, I would think, to be dealing with some of these heady issues. What do you say before we get into your article?
Oh, I think you're exactly right. I've never heard of a president so beleaguered, certainly not in modern times. I thought the treatment of Reagan and George W. Bush, whom I worked for, mm-hmm. was awful, but this is beyond the pale. And I say all this as a Trump supporter. I've been since he won the primary, I've been in the media supporting him, particularly his foreign policy, lots of other things. But my concern, as we'll talk about with the article, is the way he rises to the bait as opposed to focusing on what he's so good at, which is mm-hmm. winning.
Yeah, Paul, and I think part of that is a little bit that sometimes the mainstream media knocks him off balance. And he's got we've been saying on this show that he is the president. And he needs to hold that position of authority. I mean, if I could have a conversation, my recommendation would be, back off on the fake. I understand, let your operatives hit the fake news deal. You're the president of the United States. Assume that position. Go from a power of strength. You've got the backing of at least half the country. The rest of it is bifurcated because of all this animus and this derangement, this Trump derangement syndrome. But, you're doing a great job. Focus on that, because what's happening in much the same way as we saw very clearly with Peter Strozik or Peter Strzok, however you want to pronounce his name, his bias, even though we tell you it didn't exist, he's inhuman if your bias doesn't influence your decision. I don't know any human being on the planet except for him who says that his bias can be separated from objectivity for him to be able to perform his job. But Trump's bias clearly is that he is very defensive about what the left has done in terms of trying to invalidate his presidency. He is the president. He can move on that. Let his operatives deal with it and deal with that other stuff, the fake news, and let him go forward and hold his head up high. That's just my humble opinion.
Yeah, I think that's right. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk. You say the Trump-Putin meeting, missed opportunity for U.S. interests. So break it down for us.
Yeah, I think, and this is one of the few criticisms I have as a negotiator or a reader of people, because I think that's his greatest strength, is he gets the other person, he sizes up people. I think he's misunderstanding who Putin is and what he wants. Mm-hmm. Putin is a guy who understands one thing, strength and power. That's it. He doesn't understand or want relationships that are chummy and good. That exists only for him to take advantage of someone else. And the reason is because I can't psychologize a guy that I don't know, but I can guess. I can certainly talk about the role Russia has in the world. It is a weak state. It's always been a weak state. It is today nothing but a gas station attached to the United Nations.
Right.
And so the only way for him to stay in power in a non-democratic country, and the only way for Russia to have influence in the world, is to be an aggressor that has to be placated and deferred to. That is the sum total of who Vladimir Putin is and what Russia is. And there's only one way to respond to people like that, as my father taught me. Mm-hmm. You make sure they understand any aggression will be regretted. They will not get what they want out of it. And so the public posture has to be that. That, to me, doesn't mean that he goes and insults Vladimir Putin to his face. But diplomats know how to do this. He did it in Europe very well with NATO and with the EU. And I think he should have done that with Vladimir Putin.
You know, I've often said that, you know, this is one of the lessons in life that you learn in the sandbox in kindergarten, is that you bully a bully. And maybe President Trump, to your point, needs to revisit that. I also sense we don't know exactly what happened in the 4 hours. But, you know, when you say, you know, you're not a psychologist, but there was something to me that I read that seemed to be an imbalance after that meeting. President Trump was not President Trump after that meeting. And I don't think it was necessarily that that Putin, you know, has something on him as much as maybe Putin has something on the corrupt state of our country. And I think, I mean, maybe later on we'll find out down the road that this was, you know, this knocked the president off balance, because he seemed, either he was very tired or whatever was discussed in that meeting was very heavy stuff.
You could be right. And I agree with you that the President Trump that walked out and spoke was not the same one that I've seen in other instances, including in Singapore with Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
As to what Putin has, you know, who knows? But I do think this. The president is committed to getting back at the mean girls who say he didn't win legitimately. And as you and I talked about a moment ago, I think he should just let that go, let his surrogates do it, and keep being president, because it's like Clarence Thomas said, when you have that position, he was talking about his lifetime appointment, that's your return argument. I'm here doing the job.
Right.
But when he has invested himself in this notion that if the elites are going to say Russia's bad and don't talk to them, then he's going to do it. Well, that's a little too simple. Of course you talk to them, but you talk to them in the way that Trump talked to his opponents when he was running for office and against Hillary Clinton and against allies that he's frustrated with. And I just, like you said, that's not the Trump we saw in the press conference.
And it wasn't, that long ago. And it always bothers me, this comparative between he and Barack Obama that comes up. And I find myself using the same comparative, so I will say it with apology up front, because it is so obvious, is that you have President Obama making the announcement, as you recall, as he was running the first time, he said he was willing to meet with any foreign leader without precondition. So that's okay, but President Trump's a problem.
Exactly right.
Right?
People have not been bringing that up, and I've been surprised. I've certainly referred to this fact that he said he'd go meet with the mullahs, and that was considered noble and brilliant. Well, come on.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And then and to your point about what President Trump is doing, he is beyond theory. He is, you know, keeping his promises. And look where this country is after 500 plus days of his administration. I mean, he doesn't have to talk about a lot of blue sky. Our GDP is skyrocketing at levels that Barack Obama and the economists that supported his administration declared that the new normal for this country was going to be about 2% GDP. Donald Trump never bought into that. He sees the bigger picture. He knew that we could really do an incredibly better job, and we're already doing that. And prospects are is that we may be looking with the new announcement at GDP in excess of 4%. That's pretty exciting.
Oh, it's amazing. And that's what happens when you have a business person in the office who understands the basics of economics. Barack
exactly.
Obama, whether he understands economics or not, I don't know, but ideologically he was committed to far different things, which the public rejected.
Well, the facts can speak for themselves, can they not? I mean, this is why they elected Donald Trump. I mean, that's the bottom line. We're talking with Paul Bonaccelli. We've got more from him and his article coming up after the break. Stay with us.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
When it's hurting, you show me what healing can do. When it's hatred, you show me how kindness can move. When it's fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece in the open of my heart.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Paul Monticelli continues, who served in the George W. Bush administration. His career includes a presidential appointment with Senate confirmation as assistant administrator at the U.S. Agency for International Department. I mean, you know, to get a Senate confirmation this days, by comparison, Paul, that just sounds like, an astounding accomplishment, to be confirmed by the Senate. Of course, back then, we understand war was a little bit different, but nonetheless, you were confirmed.
Yeah, it was not easy, as you said. In fact, one of the ways, I've been a lifelong conservative Republican, but one of the ways that the skids were greased a little bit for me is I actually had a strong relationship with one of the Democrat senators, Bob Menendez of New Jersey.
Right.
And we shared the same view of Castro, that he was the devil and that Cuba is a dictatorship and that we can't have a relationship until they are determined to stop being our enemy and being major abusers of human rights. So I had some help from both sides, and that made it possible.
And you always need it. There's no doubt about it. Paul, Putin made a statement that I'm sure the Dems, the head was, exploded and said, see, we told you, when he was asked about his choice of the two candidates, Hillary Clinton or Trump. And he said he wanted Trump to win. And, what comes to mind here is what Brett Kavanaugh's mom said. And she would say to the jury in terms of common sense, she would say, use your common sense. What rings true and what rings false? Now,
I think that the truth of the matter is Russia and the former Soviet Union have always wanted to do what they could to harm the image of democracy and the democracies. They have an inferiority complex. They know that they rule in a way that is against human nature, that most people don't really want to be ruled that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep them in ignorance as best they can so that they can't act on that. So this notion of messing around in our elections and in our political culture and all that is common. It's been ramped up under someone like Putin. Mm-hmm. Who is extremely sensitive about it. So that was the first reason that they've done anything in our country and other countries. They've done this in European countries as well.
Right.
And that's not to say that we don't want to try to influence elections. We have. And I would say that about 98% of the time we've tried to influence elections, it's been against our enemies or dictators and communists and on the side of people wanting to self-govern. But if you ask specifically, does Putin want Donald Trump in power back then? Yeah, because he knew how much Hillary was going to make Putin the enemy for her to look strong. You know, Hillary Clinton was looking for a way to look like she was tough enough to lead. She has this notion that the country doesn't want to elect a woman, which I think is silly. We'll elect Margaret Thatcher types any day.
Sure, exactly.
And she had failed on Benghazi, so she had to have something. So she was going to look like she was going to be tough on Russia. And I think Putin read that as, I'll just have a lot more problems with her. Maybe I'll get along better with this guy. That's what I think really happened.
Well, that's hard for me in terms of, I look at, here it is, the woman that brought the, the misspelled reset button,
right.
with all the corruption things that surrounded her, whether it was Benghazi, the continuation of the policies of Barack Obama. Putin owned that administration. He toyed with them like a cat with a bag of catnip. And, and so why would he not want more of the same? He could have had another 8 years with Hillary Clinton, and he owned the Clintons. I mean, he knew they were dirty. They were corrupt. He had given them money. All this information now that still continues to pour out about her ties with Russia. And you've got, we have President Obama in for the 2012 cycle telling John Kerry, the 1980s called, they want their foreign policy back. Russia. What do you mean Russia's the biggest threat? And now here we are, 4 or 5 years later, and even before then, because Barack Obama knew that Russia was penetrating our electoral process. And he even came out and said, hey, look, we're too strong. It's impossible for anybody to do anything that would affect our elections. Did he not say that?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think you make a very good point. The only way I can explain Putin, if he genuinely preferred Trump to Hillary, is this personal animus he had toward her because of what she did, he believes, at the State Department regarding Ukraine and everywhere else, that she felt he felt like she was his natural opponent on a personal level.
But well, if he really wanted Donald Trump, why would he have left such a mess for Donald Trump to clean up on aisle 3, 4, and 5? You know, if he was meddling to the degree that the Democrats and the deep state would want you to believe, did he meddle? I think it's inarguable. I think they clearly meddled to some degree. But here it is, as you mentioned. Do they have the wherewithal? And I think in part Putin, you know, laughs because he thinks, wow, they think I'm a bigger boogeyman than I am. Right. You know, I'm just saying, my impression. Right.
Clearly they meddled. They have for a long time and always want to. Little discussed is the fact that they were trying to get into the RNC, the Republican National Committee, as well. Mm-hmm. And Republicans just had better safeguards and didn't click on buttons they shouldn't have, like Podesta did.
Right. Or have a brilliant password like Password. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I go back to what I said earlier, which is, above all, Russia, Putin, the Iranians, anybody, they're always looking for a way to discredit the West and to tell the people that they hold under their control. You think that's such a great system and you want that? Look, they're chaotic. They're dysfunctional. That's right. What they want to show.
Exactly. Well, and this is all part of the missed opportunity on the international stage with our arch enemy here. We were misrepresented. That's to your point of your article here, is that Donald Trump had an opportunity to put our Constitution against Russia's, Russia's belief system and let it shine. And unfortunately, that didn't happen.
Right. Exactly. And I do think that the president could have made a couple of points in a diplomatic fashion that contrast between the two. Mm-hmm. Powers, which would further put Putin in his place. That was the goal for me for that press conference, was for the president, with diplomacy and grace, to make it clear who has the leverage, who's the dominant one. His comments about the gas sales to Europe and all that were wonderful. There just needed to be more of that kind of thing. And I think in the future he'll probably do it that way.
Well, he could learn a lot from Ronald Reagan, to your point. What Ronald Reagan, how he, you know, confronted Russia and, and the leadership there, he maintained a clear difference for Russians as well as the world to see between, you know, what the United States had to offer, as opposed to what Gorbachev and the Russians had to offer.
I think that's exactly right. And probably one of the main differences is, and this is what I hope the president will get to, is to not worry about what critics are saying about him. You know, Ronald Reagan was one of the most comfortable people in his skin. Mm-hmm. And that helps you a lot when you're on the world stage. And again, I just think that's something the president will get to. You know, affirming your intelligence agencies is difficult when you know there have been people in them working to bring you down.
Right.
But he appointed Dan Coats. He appointed Pompeo and Bolton and all these people who are fiercely loyal to him and the vision that he has. And all of those people could have been affirmed. And as I say in my piece, he could have had his cake and eaten it, too. He could have put Putin in his place and at the same time criticize the people that are criticizing him.
Yeah, this is where I suspect there was something there that we don't know about that Putin shared that may have added some doubt and lack of trust with the people that he's selecting. And he got knocked off balance. Where do we go from here? We got about 20 seconds left here, Paul.
Maintain above all the actions the president has taken, because there is no question this president has treated Russia with actions the way it needs to be treated, which is tough sanctions, hitting his allies in Syria, and just that kind of thing that makes it hard for Putin to look like he's
when
the tough guy.
When working in a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With the recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
President Trump speaking at the White House yesterday amid a firestorm from both sides of the aisle about remarks he made while he was standing next to the Russian President Vladimir Putin following their one-on-one meeting in Helsinki, Finland on Monday. Also yesterday, the president said he misspoke when he said he had no reason to believe that Russia would be involved in election meddling. He also had more to say in an interview last night on Fox News.
I'm not pro-Russia, pro-anybody. I just want to have this country be safe. I don't want nuclear weapons, even people thinking about it. Getting along with Russia, and not only for that reason, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
This is USA Radio News.
A new survey by Michelin North America reveals 42% of teens in seven major U.S. cities are driving with unsafe tire tread and 40% with improper tire pressure. And according to the CDC, car crashes are still the number one killer of teens in the U.S. To address this serious issue and motivate teens to check their tires, Michelin, in partnership with the FIA, the governing body of motorsports, has launched the Street Tread Contest, offering teens a chance to win a limited edition sneaker created in collaboration with youth culture brand Vans. How it works? Teens must prove their street tread, share a photo showing that they know how to check a tire's tread depth using a penny, and or know how to check the tire pressure, and tag hashtag Street Tread Contest on Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter. Visit beyondthedrivingtest.com/streettread to enter and learn more. And don't forget to check your tire pressure and tread depth at least once a month.
Bill Martinez.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library, and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right. You heard me. His hands feel like rich brown suede. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
I just want to see if you're paying attention, okay? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, you just can't believe everything you hear, but, you know, the rumors abound. Good to have you with us. Kenny Stein is with us. He is the director of policy for the Institute for Energy Research, spent many years working for Senator Ted Cruz of Texas in various roles, including as legislative counsel on Capitol Hill, covering energy, environment, agricultural issues, and as a policy advisor for the Cruz presidential campaign. Kenny, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks for having me on. Doing great.
Hey, let's talk about the impact that Judge Kavanaugh could have in reshaping environmental law and the EPA, and you say for the better.
Yeah, we're very optimistic about the Kavanaugh nomination. He's got a long record. He spent 12 years on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, which is one of the main venues for people suing the EPA and fighting back against their overreach. And so he's heard a lot of these cases, and he's established a very strong record of pushing back against basically the out-of-control bureaucrats. He's very insistent that they follow the rules and they actually act within the laws passed by Congress instead of, you know, grasping for every authority they can find by massaging the text.
Mm-hmm. Well, there has been quite the aggressive move under the previous administration particularly, where it empowered the EPA and the other three-letter agencies were quite wired up. And, boy, if you did not agree with their policies, you had hell to pay, did you not?
Oh, that's very true. And this was the way the EPA, and not just the EPA, but this was government-wide, the mm-hmm. Obama administration said to every agency, go sift through your books, find every possible authority you can even guess at, and we're gonna just run with it. We're gonna start passing regulations. We're gonna go after people. We're gonna go after industries we don't like, and you know we'll fight it in the courts. But mm-hmm. use every authority you can possibly have, and that's where Judge Kavanaugh in his role with D.C. Circuit showed a great willingness to peg them back. And having them on the Supreme Court is going to expand that nationally.
You know, Kenny, do you have any idea how many people the EPA put out of business?
Oh, it's incalculable, to be perfectly honest, just mm-hmm. because there's no way to calculate the cost of a lot of these regulations. We guess that people run studies and they have models that estimate, you know, $10, $20 billion to the economy, however many thousands of jobs. The investment foregone is something that you can't calculate. Like if somebody can't get a permit to build a building or to start a business, how many thousands of jobs could have been lost from that?
Exactly.
You need to know.
Yeah, and you can't recover it because it's like spoiled fruit, right? I mean, if it's now, it's now, and then how do you recover that 3 years from now or 5 years from
right.
now? Right.
Right. Once it's gone, it's gone. If somebody has $1 million today to invest in a business, and they can't get the permit for it, well, they're going to find something else to do with that money. They can't just come back a couple of years later and have that money. The money's not just going to sit there and wait. They're going to find some other outlet.
Okay, this is why the American people voted for Donald Trump in 2016. They knew in their very gut, it was so visceral. It was so visceral that they would pay little attention to the mainstream media that wanted to, control the narrative about this candidate. But they understood that this was going to be somebody coming to Washington, D.C., who had the wherewithal and the standing. And, he wasn't going to be beholden to a bunch of interest groups and the K Street manipulators, that he was going to be able to come in. And look what he did. I mean, we started out, first of all, his objective was for every new regulation, we were going to eliminate two. And now what are we up to, 22-1 ratio now?
Yeah, well, that's sort of, it depends on what you count as a regulation and that, like all that, those numbers. But I definitely agree with you on I think that the deregulation aspect, the rolling back these Obama regulations, was a very underestimated part of Trump's appeal during the campaign. Everybody in this country has to deal with regulations, federal government regulations, and whether you're an employee, whether you run a business, whether you're starting a business, there are regulations up and down, and everyone, I feel like almost everyone has a story of some regulation that was just so ridiculous and outrageous, and they remember that.
Yes.
And when someone comes to them and says, you know what, we're going to start paring back, this things have gone a little out of control, we're going to start rolling some of this back, I think mm-hmm. that speaks to every single American.
And it's gone a long way. I mean, for the first 500 days of this presidency, we've got a lot. I mean, it's a winning record. You know, you've got to roll back of these regulations. Look what's happening with our economy. And here we are taking on things, and we know that it's not going to be necessarily free. There's going to be a little bit of pain getting through, you know, leveling out the playing field regarding trade, and bringing businesses back to America. I mean, we've got to retool, reshape, and, find some people that are willing, you know, take these jobs right now. I think for the first time, and I can't remember my lifetime, that we have more jobs than people to fill them.
Right. I think that's the first time since they've been keeping those statistics that that's been the case.
Yeah,
but that's very true on the regulatory side. The biggest key, honestly, is that President Trump has stopped issuing the hordes of new regulations that come out every single year. That by itself is an enormous boost to business confidence, to investment, because they're not afraid of what comes next.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also begun the process of rolling back some of the
regulations that were passed by the previous administration. Those things take a little longer. You know, we have legal and regulatory processes. Those can take a few years. But, you know, we at the Institute for Energy Research are going to keep pushing the administration to press forward with those rollbacks that they've already started and hopefully start on some others as well. But honestly, stopping the new regulation by itself accounts for a lot of the increased business confidence that we've seen in the last year and a half.
Kenny, both the challenge and the opportunity when you have change going on like this is that we have to be careful. As we know, traditionally, you've got the fulcrum that will swing back, 180 degrees, but we want to find some sort of balance here. It's not like the EPA is totally worthless and has no place or, position to play in a greater America. It does, but it needs to be balanced, does it not?
Right, and it's important that the EPA has a very clear mission. When it was founded 40 years ago, it was about trying to clean our air and our water. And it has succeeded wildly in doing that. We have cleaner air and water now than we probably have in 100, 150 years in this country. So, but instead of the EPA focusing on that goal and maintaining what they've accomplished, they went looking for a new giant to slay. This was sort of the bureaucratic attitude that if you're not growing, If you always want to grow your power, always want to grow your funding. And that was the problem under the previous administration. The EPA, instead of sticking to what they were designed to do, what Congress wanted them to do, they went to find new things to do. And that's where they started doing a lot of harm. But yes, the EPA has a core role to play, and we all want clean air and clean water, and the EPA regulatory role is an important role in that.
Well, how significant do you see with this change in leadership of the EPA? Does life go on after Scott Pruitt? My understanding is that it will be a smooth transition.
It will probably be pretty smooth. His deputy is well aligned with everything Scott Pruitt believes, and frankly, the president believes on these issues. So I think at a substantive level, there won't be that much change. EPA might be a little less bold in some of its decisions just because Scott Pruitt was very much a press forward, damn the gun type. But I do think on most of the major issues, things will continue to roll forward, and I expect that most of the regulatory rollbacks that have been begun will be seen through, even under the acting administrator Wheeler.
Well, that's a positive forecast, and we look forward to that. Kenny Stein, Director of Policy for the Institute for Energy Research. Kenny, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Andrea Kay, yes, we're talking. National radio TV personality is with us. And we're getting the buzz around the water cooler. And I got to imagine, after the president's European tour of NATO, London, a meeting with the Queen, which supposedly William and Prince Charles says, you know, I don't want to be there. Maybe they missed the memo or something and they just showed up a day late. I mean, it's like, this partisanship that has even infected the British is beyond me. Go figure. And, of course, we're going to talk a lot about what happened with Putin. But one thing I want to square away, it drove me nuts. Just me personally, I don't know why this kind of stuff bothers me, but it does. And there are so many things to bother you in the stroke hearings was the mispronunciation of his name. And I was even talking with Jerome Corsi this morning. I go, what is his name? I mean, I'm hearing, Congress people, senators, congresswomen and everything, and Strozek and, butchering his name. And I go, okay, what is his name? And I told Brad, I said, can you get the FBI on the line? Let's find out, the true pronunciation of his name. But he got nervous. He thought maybe it might trigger an investigation. So he did something even more brilliant. He went to Wikipedia and they said it's Struck. So that's the correct pronunciation, Struck. So now that we know for sure, the Z in the middle is just driving people nuts amongst other things. But anyway, so I don't know, minor thing. This is one of those things. So I imagine the people around the water cooler, now you can correct them and say it's Struck, for goodness sakes. Let's say it right. Okay.
Yeah, but it's just so much more fun to hear all the different pronunciations, it's as much fun as, seeing Hillary, continue to come out on the public stage, most recently talking about how tired she is.
Yes.
Well, you know what?
go take a long nap.
Right. Well, dragging around that kind of ego and that kind of evil, can wear a gal out. But, it struck literally, struck everybody. Mm-hmm. As truly the face of evil.
Yes.
I mean, what's just as interesting and funny about him is all the memes that have as his name and pronouncing it is all the memes that have gone around with his face. I mean, have you ever seen, a greater face for evil than that man sitting before Congress?
I mean, I told Brad
he's happy right now.
I told Brad looked like the Joker. He had the Joker kind of smirk on his face, right? And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, is he channeling Jack Nicholson from The Joker or something? All he needed was a little bit of makeup, just a little bit, not even a whole lot.
Right. Well, I'm glad you went with that Joker, because Cesar Romero was a much more fun Joker.
Right.
Nobody ever really felt threatened by Cesar Romero in the original.
Yes.
As the original Joker. Though we're definitely talking Jack Nicholson Joker.
Right. Exactly. No, but it's no doubt bizarre. And then in contrast, you have Lisa Page. She comes out and just says, yeah, I don't know why you're making a big deal out of it. The texts say what we mean. That's what we meant.
Well, yeah. You know, he took all the wind out of their tails.
The Democrats didn't know. Did you see? Did you see all of a sudden their heads had to explode? If you'd have been inside that, their heads, you know, just blowing up. It's like, yeah.
She took the logical approach. She's like, put down the bone. Stop gnawing on it.
Yeah.
Let's just admit what we did here, which is what Strzok should have done. He should have come forth and said, yeah, there was a bias, and maybe I should have recused myself. Strictly on that basis, but I didn't, because this would have been the smart approach, because it didn't affect anything that we did. But you continue to deny what, you know, the stench that everybody can clearly smell, and you're only going to make things worse for yourself. But oh, by the way, she reportedly said something that was really upsetting to the Dems, which is that it wasn't Russia who hacked in that DNC and gotten the emails. It was China.
Yes. Yeah, go. Well, yeah, I mean, and even like, you know, Trump, what Trump said the other day was, you know, was it Russia? Was it China? Was it other people? You know, for all we know, Andrea, this could have been some, you know, kids out of their dorm in a college campus just having some fun. And they figured out, hey, for a month, the DNC server was wide open. And they figured, hey, let's just have some fun and play here. I mean, Donna Brazile, you know, she writes in her new book that they were told by Susan Rice to stand down, not to do anything about it. And, you know, it's like, I mean, is this the ultimate of incompetence and stupidity?
Well, it's the ultimate in the elites feeling completely entitled to behave and do whatever they wanted to do with no accountability, as in their attempt to amass more power for themselves.
Right.
They've never cared about national security. If they did, Hillary Clinton would have already been in jail long ago by the Democrats the second they realized, which was immediately, that she had set up a felonious email system that was transmitting classified information, which included 22 SAPs, which are the highest level of classified intelligence, so highly classified that 4 stars have to take a polygraph every time, before each and every time they see an SAP. This had actual locations and names of operatives on the ground. They don't care about national security. And China, speaking of China, didn't they hack into our systems and get the identities of 40,000 government employees, one of which was my family member? They don't care about national security. All they care about is their power. And that's what this is about. And Donald Trump is a threat to that. And it's not just the power of the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. It's the power base that's been amassed to the FBI and the DOJ, which even includes some Republicans. That's what's been threatened. And I was a little disappointed that Trump backtracked. I was behind him when he stood up there and said, you know what, I ain't taking the word of our intelligence communities that didn't even bother to look at a server.
Well, he knew, he knows he's got a landmine on his hands, number one. And I believe, Andrea, those 4 hours or 2+ hours, it's been estimated varying amounts of time that was spent between he and Putin. I believe in this whole process, because when you look at the president when he came out, this wasn't Donald Trump. There was something weighing heavy. Something happened behind closed doors. And I don't think, you know, the Democrats picked up on it and they said, oh, well, that's because Putin's got something on him. You know, he's got pictures of Stormy Daniels or something. I don't know. Whatever it was. But certainly, if you want to go that way, you can go that way. But what I thought was that there is something that, I mean, after all, you're talking a former KGB officer, an intelligence guy, and you got to know he has information on this country. Because as you say, that's what they look for. They're looking to see, you know, in much the same strategy as, you know, the FBI founder J. Edgar Hoover did. He had dossiers on everybody and everything. Yeah. So you're going to tell me that Putin doesn't have, and he's going to sit there and tell, you know, tell President Trump, hey, I got your country, man. You want to believe in your intelligence community. These guys are so corrupt. And he probably just gave him a little tidbit. And I think that knocked him off balance. And that's why he couldn't support Coates like he should have. and could have held the game face and did. I think that whatever was shared in that meeting was so astounding to him, it knocked him off balance, because this was not the Donald Trump that we're used to seeing.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think I said this on my show, you could see the gears turning in his head as he's standing there in front of the world with full understanding, which with probably, like you're talking about, more details provided to him by Putin, he's standing there with a full understanding that what our own intelligence agency did in yeah. order to frame him and then try to launch a coup attempt against him was far more dangerous. A threat to our country than anything 13 supposed Russians did with Facebook accounts, and he knew it.
Right.
And he knew it standing there. The reason why it was hard for him to keep that game face going is he's not a career politician.
Right.
Bill, this is a man who literally jeopardized his own family's wealth and peace of mind, security, and everything else to go and try to turn this country around. And literally, and here's where I agree with Hillary Clinton. When she said in October of 2016, anybody who doesn't accept the outcome of this free and fairly won election is the greatest threat to our democracy. And that's
Amen.
What he was faced answering questions on in that
exactly.
moment. Nobody asked Putin in that moment in that press conference, hey, when Obama said, tell Vladimir I'll have more flexibility after 2012, what does that mean? And what does that flexibility do for you, Putin? Nobody asked that question.
Exactly. No, good point. I want to talk, because we've got about a minute and a half left here. Let's talk about NATO. What President Trump did in advancing the cause for NATO. I mean, they want to talk about, oh, he was so rough on, you know, our allies of NATO. He strengthened NATO. I mean, this is, you know, the Council General came back and applauded what Trump's leadership did for NATO in terms of strengthening, getting in more money, also doing what I believe, calling out Angela Merkel for her shenanigans and the former chancellor and what they're doing. I mean, here we are, we're sanctioning Russia on one end, and in the back door, she's got this gas pipeline going to Russia, giving them billions of dollars. How is that being on the same team here?
Exactly. I mean, it was, you know, like the left criticizing Trump for not being hard enough on Putin. Are you kidding me? Look at how they've laid down to him over the years, and Hillary Clinton lining her pockets and all that. The same thing with NATO. You know, it's like they're all in bed with Putin, and, you know, and it's a bunch of hypocrisy while expecting us to put the bill to pay for supposed protections against Putin. He was like the drill instructor. He was like the DI that went over there to the troops in basic training and said, I'm going to tear y'all down in order to rebuild, in order
exactly.
to build up this military structure that's over there. So that's what he did, and it was absolutely brilliant. He stopped allowing them to take advantage of us. He called them out for their hypocrisy, much like he's done here with the Democrat Party in this country. You know, he's doing everything he can
exactly.
to prop up our strength as well as the strength around the world.
Well, you have people on the left complaining that they don't want America to be the police of the world. Well, if you don't want it to be the police of the world, you better strengthen the outside forces, and NATO is one of the ways in which to do that. So why would you not support and get behind what he's doing? And I think shame on these other international leaders who are part of NATO that didn't stand up to Angela Merkel to say, you know, this is a bunch of bull. You know, you cannot do this. But they were grateful that the courageous Donald Trump went there and straightened that out. And also, I think that there was a lot more to be said about what happened in London with Theresa May here. And Theresa May has got to get behind her people and Brexit cleanly instead of this modified approach, because this is putting her leadership in great jeopardy. Andrea Kay, we got to call it a wrap. As always, we need more time. Thank you, AK. Appreciate it.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call *1234. That's *1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling *1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. *1234. *1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. *1234. That's *1234. *1234. *1234. Want revenge?